This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Monday, April 29th. Well, at least a little bit of recovery on the cattle market in Friday trading from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
Live cattle was a little bit easier. It seems that the bearish tone has really set in to end the week. You know, we had some big downward moves over on Wednesday and Thursday. Today, the market started out a much lower, but kind of recovered a little bit and just settled down. So it tells me that maybe we found like a little bit of equilibrium. Just remember one thing, though, even though we've had a big down move over the last couple of days, we're still much higher from last year. So the market still has a lot more room. And I think that we're going to see that there could be volatility ahead. The cash trade never really did materialize, though, and that kind of added to a little bit of that future liquidation. But even breaking through some of these technical numbers, the market still didn't push all the way through.
Chicago May wheat prices closed Friday up a quarter point at 435. May corn was up 3.75 at 351.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 590. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were down 4.5, ranging from 569.75 to 594.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were down 7, ranging from 603 to 613. Live cattle for April were up 50 cents at 124.57.5. May feeder cattle were up 40 cents at 143.75. And April Class 3 milk was down a penny at 15.97.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.